don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents. I just need a new ATT. That's my Christmas joke.
That was fucking good.
A little modified Mariah Carey.
You continue to surprise me.
Yeah.
ATT Christmas CD out. You can buy it now. Give it to your friends, your parents. They'll love it.
Braden's
Alien theorist theorizing. Case file 31. Santa? Yay or nay?
No, absolutely not. Fuck Santa.
Unless he's part of the secret space program.
You know what? He is an UFO. Usually.
That is very possible. He could be... It would make a lot more sense.
Could classify a flying sleigh as a UFO. I think so.
Yeah, but no. Case file 31. Secret space program?
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Oh, it's been a little bit of a hiatus for us, eh? That's standard.
Not hiatus.
I'm gonna go ahead right now and let people know there's not gonna be a new one after this till the new year. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the ATT family. I haven't even looked at my schedule, but I know it's gonna be a busy one for the next couple weeks.
I'm going to be doing a lot of snowboarding, so I will not be in the studio.
Yeah, so we'll go say, look for the next one after this, mid-January, let's say. We'll give ourselves some time.
Not that long?
But anyways, I don't know. Say early and then we're late.
Better to say late. That to me seems... Yeah, better say late. I hear you. Okay. Go.
Or else we get all these trolls on Twitter giving us a hard time.
Causing a ruckus on there.
Yeah. I don't know. So I've got a couple things to touch on before we get going on this subject. So should I read the new 5-star reviews first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we should almost do a theme song for 5-star one of the guys gave us a 4-star review, which kind of,
Well, yeah, he gave a good review, but I guess he was honest. He put a 4-star. I mean, I guess we'll read it.
Yeah, I guess we just didn't cut it for him.
Didn't quite make it.
High expectations.
Okay. From Hampton Boy One, great podcast. I guess it'd be a pretty good podcast if you were only getting 4 stars, but it's kind of sending mixed messages
bit. Maybe he just clicked he made a misclick.
Yeah, maybe. So, I've been listening to this podcast at work and it has been such a great listen. The topics are so captivating and the guys on the show are really fun. They tend to ramble on a bit. But that makes the show able to go all over the place, which is helpful when theorizing.
Damn right.
Awesome work, guys. Keep up the hard work for all of us. Thankful fans. Well, thanks, Hampton Boy One.
You couldn't go with a 5-star, though, I guess, eh?
It's okay. It's all right.
Because the rambling.
You know what?
Sorry.
It's better than a 3-star.
That's true.
And it's better than no stars, so I'm happy. I'm okay with a 4-star.
I'll take a 4.
But now, this next one.
Go for it.
East Coast Mafia. Great podcast. 5-star. That's the title.
Nice.
That was the review. The short and sweet, so I like it. No,
the title is Great Podcast. 5-star. So, and then he gave us a 5-star, so that's good.
Okay.
When I first found your guys' podcast, I was a little skeptical. When I think about people sitting around talking about and coming up with theories about aliens, I picture the flat Earth type of guys. LOL. But you guys come across as pretty cool cats and seem to know your shit, particularly Dan. Keep up the great work, guys. Still waiting for an alien abduction case file featuring Betty and Barney Hill, and maybe your local abductee, Karina. Awesome job.
Thanks,
East Coast Mafia. That's a great review.
That's a good review. All right. Good suggestion.
I don't even know. What's the Benny Hill abduction?
That was the real first one. That was the real first abduction case. It was like a couple got abducted off the highway. It's where you get most of your lost time things like that. It met all those kinds of things. But it was one of the first real popularized abduction cases. But it's good to cover over. We might have to talk about that at some point.
Yeah, we did. Okay. We did promise we were going to do alien abduction case file. We haven't got around to it, so it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's in the chamber.
There's a lot coming. Okay, should I do the... what did we call it? Alien abduction story of the day?
Oh, you UFOs? Fucking fail last time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Let's go for it. I got the book out. Let me blow the dust off it.
Okay. Go random.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
And stop.
Okay. Oh, this one's kind of cool. This one is... What are we calling this? UFO of the day?
UFO.
Where's Ivan? We
UFO case of the week.
UFO case of the week. We need Ivan to make a new theme song.
Ivan, if you're still listening, we need you, buddy.
I think he died. I haven't heard from Ivan in years now.
Years.
So, it's been a long time.
All right.
This one, UFO case file of the week. Fireballs. One of the most common and mundane solutions to UFO sightings is that they are fireballs. These are generally larger meteors burning up as they pass through the sky, usually moving virtually horizontally. There are, however, some fireball UFOs which require a good deal more explanation, and in particular, the case of Peter Day's film. Oh, this is...
And Ryan Ken Street Fighter.
There is also a particular phenomenon of green fireballs, which appear most common around large electrical output installations and which certainly give rise to some UFO reports. Green fireballs came to the public attention in 1940 when Dr. Lincoln LaPaz made a special study of them, rejecting the hypothesis that they were normal meteors. Project Twinkle was set up to try to capture this phenomenon on film, but due to lack of funding... and Manning, it totally failed.
Totally failed. Wow.
Just like,
that just failed,
just like
but
this,
totally failed.
Just like this fucking segment's failed 2 weeks in a row. Oh, I think this is called the UFO Encyclopedia, and so far we're 0 for 2. It's fucking brutal.
So wait, let's recap that one. So there's fireballs. They're UFOs. There's no backing evidence.
And one time they try to catch green fireballs, but they didn't have the money or the staff to fund it, so it failed. So really,
But they had enough money to come up with a sweet project name, like Project Twinkle.
Yeah, Project Twinkle. That
they
is
got it. About that far.
I like that name. That's good. That was
maybe they had a better project name. They would have got more funding.
Can't hey, Mr. Conspiracy, thanks for this shitty book. You know what? I'm gonna vet the book, and see if I can find a good one for next week. Next case file. And if I can't, we're scrapping this. But if I find a good one, maybe we'll keep them coming.
Well, it's good. It's good for comedic relief there, because I can just tell every time it's going to be like that. But you never know.
Give
it a skim through. See what you can come up for next time.
Anyways, space news.
Space news.
Talking about the space news. Got some small chance of auroras for December 18th, 19th, and December 17th. So that is yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and probably a week ago by the time you listen to this. So it's been pretty low season for auroras. So I'm not gonna pump your tires. It's been
have you seen anything up there
yet?
Pretty
slow. It's been dead. It's been dead. I look every time there's a clear night and there's even a small chance, I go outside and nothing. So December 14th, was the last supermoon of the year, which seems like
every fucking
there's a supermoon. Yeah, there's a supermoon every week. So it's like I'm sick. But there was the Geminid meteor shower at the same time, which is one of the brightest meteor showers of the year, which was awesome, actually, because I saw a giant meteor in the morning on my way to Dawson Creek, and it lit up the sky. It was fucking unreal. It was like the
would you say it was
thing
a fireball?
Yeah, it looked like a green fireball, but I didn't have the funding or the you know, the technology to tell you anyway. So I failed at identifying it. But if you were lucky enough to see or get pictures, or you saw some cool meteors, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, tell us about it. I have lots more guys, but do you guys have anything?
Nope. Space news. Uh-uh.
Perfect. So talking on the fucking someone sent us a couple space news. I thought this one was fitting for last week's moon landing. A German mission to the moon will prove the Apollo landings weren't a hoax, or Ooh. Possibly were a hoax. The Lunar X Prize team has announced its intentions to send two mobile probes to the moon to inspect the lunar rover left behind by the Apollo 17 mission. So something that'll get the moon landing conspiracy nutters to shut the hell up, apparently. But until that comes, suck it, because I'm not shutting up until I see those pics.
Hey, you know what?
And then even then, I think Germany's in on it.
Of course.
They're probably faking their landing of the landing.
Well, it's all a cover-up for the secret space program, so.
Yeah, but so that was kind of cool. So I thought that was kind of fitting for the. We just touched on Men in Black. Where's this one? Oh, great! Fucking this computer, man! It's fucking.
Yeah, you gotta
terrible.
You gotta get on that.
Virgin Galactic space plane completed its first solo glide flight. So space tourism came a step closer. It's ever been, I guess. So it's pretty cool. Like, if you look it up, you can go to Futurism and type in Virgin Galactic space plane. There's some cool pictures of the plane itself. So it's there's definitely a space race for tourism going on right now, which is kind of cool. So I would love to. I hope in 20 years that we're talking about this today, and it's just a thing. Like, yeah, I'm going to space. No big deal. That would be the fucking coolest thing ever.
So cool.
Could you imagine if, like, a flight, you just flew into space and then flew back into Earth? Like, if I wanted to go to Thailand to visit Dan, instead of just traveling through you just travel through space, you go up into space and then drop back down. That'd be fucking dope.
You go faster.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's harder on airplanes to like leave the atmosphere.
I imagine it is. Reentry's got to be real hard.
Oh, it's gonna cost a fortune, yeah, to get a ticket for that. But
yeah,
bucket list, baby.
One day, hopefully, I'm gonna shoot 2030.
Sure, it's good.
No,
good number.
Once they reveal anti-gravity technology, I think we'll be okay.
Well, we're about to bust that wide open tonight. So.
Curiosity rover, NASA's Curiosity rover, delivered new evidence that life could have thrived on Mars.
Or did.
Or does.
Or did. Oh, yeah.
It says there's evidence suggesting that Mars had a wet era. That. So I don't know what that. I don't know what that means.
Dan's losing over that one.
Funny.
I guess Mars was moist. At one
had a moist era. Dan's excitement.
The poor planet
fucked over Skype.
What? Oh, did it?
Knocked it off for a bit. There, we're still going.
Oh, are we? Okay, good, sweet. What else I got? I don't have anything that kind of matches moist Mars, but NASA's Cassini spacecraft is about to get a taste of Saturn's rings. This was on November 30th. It's taken a plunge through the rings and into the gas giant's unforgiving atmosphere. So it's gonna essentially it's crash landing, but it's gonna send out.
Cool,
yeah, it's gonna take cool pictures and data.
Cool.
I'd
like to see
I'm pretty sure it's that spacecraft that goes with the Lucifer project, where Mr. Conspiracy is talking about they're gonna fly a nuke into Saturn to try and turn into a second sun.
Oh, really?
That spacecraft is part of that conspiracy. I guess supposedly it's armed with some type of...
That sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well,
a couple people messaged us about that too, and I know Mr. Conspiracy spouted it, so you never know. Maybe we'll have a second sun in the sky here pretty soon.
Orbiting like...
Well, my thing is...
Stuck between two suns.
Yeah, what's the...
Tatooine.
How is that good for us? Yeah, like we've already got global warming going on, and now we're like, you know what we need? Second sun. To get counteract.
Get
your fucking Bantas out.
Maybe the guys in the know. Maybe the guys in the know. Our sun's about to expand and fucking take over the inner solar system here. So we got to move out. Who knows?
That's like in a million years. That's like
or you got
a million years.
Hey,
You got some
who knows?
Trump guy running NASA who's like, it's getting too hot. We got to fight fire with fire. We need a second sun.
That's a logical argument.
Like, it's too hot. We got to fight heat with heat. We need a second sun. The heat will repel. It'll be awesome. There's a UFO. Oh, this is, you know what? I'm not even reading this now that I'm looking at it. It is old ass space news, so I'm not even going to say it.
Fuck it.
So that's pretty much all for space news this week. That's all I got. But I did want to touch one other thing. We were talking about the Men in Black a couple weeks ago, and I was talking with Andrew about, remember when we were talking about Dan Aykroyd had that show, and then people canceled it and told him not to do it and to stop going on with it?
Yeah.
And it got canceled? Well, Andrew was like, I guess Andrew's kind of watched some documentaries later on, and he was like, it's crazy because that same kind of thing happened to Jesse Ventura, but Jesse Ventura went on with his show, Conspiracy Theory. And if you look at Jesse Ventura now, all those rumors came out that he like punched that what's the U.S. Armed Special Navy SEAL? He punched that Navy SEAL who died, that sniper, and everyone hates him now. Like, he's so hated, and his life, like, there's interviews. He was like, he lived for the Navy SEALs and stuff, and he's just, his life's ruined now because of these rumors, and they were found to be false. They were lies. They were fabricated, but it's too late, and his life is ruined.
Well, he should come on our show, and we'll restart his career.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that it's like, he kind of had that same thing. Dan Aykroyd backed out. He went ahead, and now these rumors. And I wonder, did that book he write come out after he passed away?
Who?
Dan Aykroyd?
What was this American Sniper? What was the American Sniper's name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chris Kyle or...
Oh, yeah, something like that, right? Chris Kyle.
Something like that. You had two first names.
Two Chris first names. That's pretty much I remember.
But I wonder if that book came out after he died. I'd like to find that out because I wonder if... Because that information came out in his book, in his memoirs, that Jesse Ventura punched him or something.
Or they got a fight or something, I think.
Yeah, but it was found to be false because Jesse Ventura wasn't even in the same... wasn't even in the same state when that was said to have happened. And like, not even like, oh, it was the wrong date. It was like, no, he hadn't been there in months. Like, he has proof of it. And like, I can't remember if he says he hadn't met him at the time, but it's like, I kind of wonder if that came out after he died, because I wonder if someone just kind of put that in there to fuck him.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Cause you know, I guess we'll never get the real story now cause one party's dead. So,
yeah,
nothing you can do. Anyways, I thought that was kind of an interesting Men in Black kind of, maybe Men in Black kind of screwed Jesse Ventura over. Who knows?
Okay, a couple, since we went back to Case Files, I want to go back to the moon landing here just for a quick sec. I think we were spouting that you could see with a telescope, you could pinpoint the moon landing site, but I couldn't find any evidence of that. But all I could find is, I guess they left a giant like refractor on the moon. And with the right laser, you can get the response off the moon from that refractor if you know where it is.
He had a really strong laser.
There's only like a dozen in North America or something that can do it or something. But
yeah, no, I read an article. I think it was on National Geographic that they're like, you can't, like, there's no telescope with the resolution power to be able to actually see the things that are left on the moon because they're so small, like compared to the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see the moon really great. You can see a lot of geographical things like that, but like with any telescope that's built right now, like you cannot get the resolution to actually see something that small on the moon.
Yeah. So we said you could, you can't, but if you have a big laser, you can find the refractor and you can get a response. So that's all I got to say about that.
And build yourself a super laser and, you know.
Yeah, we took a poll.
Borrow one from Cobra Commander.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, we took a poll. We asked the prolapsers what they thought of the moon landing. 58%, fuck yeah, that United States landed on the moon. 21%, fuck no. 4%, only to low orbit. And 17%, undecided. So between the fuck no's and undecided, you're almost, you're at what, 40? Yeah, 38%. So it's not overly one way. So who knows?
Well, that's good.
Okay. Well, that's all I got for everything else. That's all the stuff I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Let's get into the topic at hand. Secret space program. Does it exist? Is that the source of UFOs? Or what is it?
Most secret space programs or conspiracies linked to that kind of this topic all pretty much claim that we have been in contact with aliens at some point, and whether it was in the past or it's still ongoing, and that we have probably traded technology or reverse engineered technology, which has allowed either nations such as the United States or maybe Russia, even China maybe, or some sort of like black project secret
Please,
space program.
African American project.
You don't have to be African American to be black.
A little more sensitivity. We got to work on our sensitivity on this.
Ancestrally African program space program.
Yeah, that's okay. I think that might. Let's just say
we're off track.
Wakandan, let's just say, can I say Wakandan? Wakandan space program.
Yeah, dark in color space program.
All right.
Melanin gifted.
however you spin it, it's a secret space program.
You know what? Let's just go with back to black. Let's just say black. Let's do it.
Stay there. Keep it simple.
So, and so some people. I mean, there's been a couple conspiracy theorists that have come out in the last couple years. I know you guys got some information on there, but I forgot. I just get the first breakdown of what it is, of what a secret space program would comprise of. So, what do you guys think?
Well, as Mr. Conspiracy said before, there's a space program and a secret. That's about the end. That's the end of his the end of his conspiracy rant. That's up there. No,
I mean, it's true.
Okay, we've talked. It all really started from what I can find, at least in modern times, is we talked about Gary McKinnon before, that the hacker.
One Man Anonymous.
Yeah, one man. He hacked into what it was like
NASA and the United States Defense Department?
Yeah, like 97 computers in the military industrial complex and NASA. I guess it was all arms of the military. You had like the Marines, Air Force, the Navy. He did all those. He did NASA. And I guess what he found in there was some documents about non-terrestrial officers, transfer programs to space, and a bunch of other weird stuff to do with UFOs and alien technology that we've reverse engineered and whatnot. So he's kind of the first source, and he was on trial for 12 years? Not on trial, but that awaiting trial to be extradited from the UK to the USA.
The States.
If that would happen, he was going to serve a 70-year sentence. But
yeah. I remember talking about Gary McKinnon before because he had the hacker brows. We talked about his eyebrows before.
Yeah, he had the brows and he had the great hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess it never went to trial, so he never got extradited. Because if it went to trial, all this stuff that he was claiming, his lawyers would have subpoenaed, what do you call him in law? McKinnon's a defender. And I guess the NASA and the military would have been the...
Well, it would have been the government. It wouldn't have, NASA wouldn't have sued. It would have been the government.
The government, sure, but they would have had to have been put on. They could have been put on oath to testify against, testify under oath against the stuff he was saying. And I guess so. The theory goes that they didn't really want to do it, so they've backed out and they just kind of just let it kind of fizzle off.
Yeah, I think the they said they wouldn't, because of the difficulties of bringing the evidence against them from the United States, they said they weren't going to prosecute him in the United Kingdom.
Right. Yeah, so he, he busted out a bunch of different stuff. He uncovered what's called, it's called the Solar Warden Program. And I guess that's one.
Oh, that sounds so fucking dope.
Way cooler than Project Twinkle.
Yeah, it does sound fucking cool. And I guess he uncovered in his hack that there was 8 cigar-shaped motherships that are capable of interplanetary travel in our solar system, and 43 scout ships at the time. And with that list of non-terrestrial officers, it was something like 300 people, I guess, alleged to be part of the secret space program at the time. But he never, like we said before, he never actually printed anything or actually had any evidence other than what that he claimed that he found. And I guess obviously he did. He did something. He found something because he was under investigation and they weren't trying to charge him. But no one ever actually seen a real document about it, I don't think.
And see, my thing is like if they classify these people, these employees, as non-terrestrial officers, you kind of have to think it's like whether they're actually non-terrestrial, whether they're alien, or that they're actually they're just people posted, off Earth.
Yeah, you know? No, I think what he found there, if we have, let's say there's a secret space program, and it's like through the deep black project, it's like the. I don't know. What else would you call it? Black NASA or what do you call them? Special access programs. And you have all these trillions of dollars missing from the Pentagon in 2001 and another $6 trillion missing this year.
Yeah, I think they totaled up something. They looked at the money that was missing. It was $23 trillion total. And nobody really knows where it went.
No one knows where it went. So that kind of leads credence to maybe there is some type of they do have the next level of space travel technology suppressed from the public. So it's this high end, top secret classified black op programs. And what are they doing up there? Are they military, militarizing space, or are they mining on the moon, Mars?
Okay. Here's my thing though. So if I'm guessing these flotilla fucking bases or giant ships they're setting up, you can't construct those on Earth and send them up.
No, definitely not.
Too many people would see. So then where are they building them? Are they building them in space?
Dark side of the moon.
Dark side. That kind of goes with the theory that they went around on the other side of the moon, there are structures that resemble bases, either alien or human.
I mean, if you were going to build some sort of flotilla or you were going to build these large interplanetary spacecrafts, yeah, you could not build them on Earth, definitely. You'd have to construct them in space. And the moon might be some sort of staging area where you would put you put some base there. And you could move people from Earth to the moon and then to somewhere else. I mean, if we have enough ships that are moving between planets or moons in the solar system, if you could find some sort of material or something or some sort of that you needed that wasn't readily available on Earth, some materials you can find on the moon, which are extremely are plentiful on the moon and they're rare on Earth. If you had to go somewhere else to find those, that maybe they would set up some sort of staging area there, some sort of construction yard or something like that.
Yeah, it's got all that construction's got to be done in space because you're not getting those things into space from Earth without someone noticing.
No, yeah, that's my thing too. So for this to be true, could it just be the States? This to me, this would have to be a pretty joint effort.
From what I read, it's kind of like a United Nations kind of deal, also.
Yeah, some people would call it or some people say it's either the United Nations or whether it's beneficial or not, and then some other people have said it's a breakaway civilization, which is basically this black NASA or these dark projects that have been going on for years have actually evolved into their own. The people who have been involved and who are deeply involved with this have expanded their knowledge and their awareness of our place in the cosmos beyond such a point that they can't even relate. They don't consider themselves part of the regular Earth.
I bet that makes sense to me because I think we talked about that before about people who are going up to space. They get that I can't remember what the effect's called. where they come back down, they just feel like I'm so insignificant, like all these wars and stuff, they're so petty, we should be working together, we shouldn't, like, they get a sense of community almost going into space. I think we talked about it on one of the earlier case files, but so I believe that, like, they go up there and they're just like, we don't give a shit about the pettiness on Earth that's going on. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you found out all of a sudden that there was more than one intelligent, I mean, heck, if there were more than one, you found out there were just more than one, like, another intelligent race out there, I mean, that would change your whole viewpoint on everything.
Everything would flip. Happens. Religion would flip. Everything would flip. And I want nothing more than that. But
so you could have it'd either be a black, it could be some sort of breakaway civilization. I mean, it could be, but if you're saying it's going into, people have said they've seen it in military documents, it's probably more something like the U.S. Like, I can't imagine any of, like, the smaller countries getting involved in this because they don't have the resources or the, you know, the technology to support it. But something like the U.S., like, that's so big, and our like, especially the U.S. bureaucracy is so bloated that you could hide stuff like that in there.
Yeah, it just boggles my mind when they say, like, oh, there's $6.8 trillion missing. That's not, like, everyone's not like, what the fuck? Like, that's just, they say that, and nothing ever happens, and it just kind of, like, just goes away. It is weird.
I don't think anybody can, like, think past, like, $1 million. Like, when you think of, like, $1 trillion, like, that's something that's so beyond...
Yeah, you're just like
your financial comprehension. Just making up $1 trillion. Yeah,
is that a good bazillion dollars?
Yeah, it's just like random. It's like an imaginary number.
Yeah, it seems made up. Okay,
so, so you think if you think people were like, "Hey, $5 million went missing from the budget," people would be like, "Wow, that's it, religion, everyone." But $6 trillion, they're like, "I don't even understand."
They're making that
too
up.
Many numbers.
They're making it up. Okay, let's move on with the secret space. So we have Gary McKinnon, the hacker. All this stuff came out, and now like in the last few years, you got this new guy. We've kind of talked to him before, Corey Good. He is really
good.
He, I guess he's really the only. Well, I guess there's a couple other whistleblowers I could kind of find, but he's all over. You type in secret space program, it's Corey Good and David Wilcox just pop up on every fucking thing.
Yeah.
So what Corey Good says is he was taken at a young age to be used by the... Okay, look, so we've talked about what are they called? The Solar Warden. That's the human version of the secret space program. But what Corey Good claims is there's something called the Sphere Alliance, which is a group of extraterrestrials that are cooperating with an alliance of the secret space program on Earth to reveal new technology and kind of like push Earth in a new direction, like in a good direction. So they're, I guess they're the good guys up there. But what he also claims, what do you got on that?
Well, to me, I like that better because for me, the constructing these kind of crafts would take forever. Because if we're saying we landed on the moon and now we've got to bring materials up, now we're getting setting up. Like, I think it would take, I don't even think our program would be good, but like if there's other aliens coming in and, you know, they're giving us their used cars kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, let's throw these Earthlings the old Cavalier, right? Like, give them to them for free, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
and like so selling,
it's like the United States military. We sell a lot of our old ships and stuff to like Taiwan and like other countries and things like that.
So exactly, that makes more sense to me. That like I buy onto that more. That there is, but it's not. It was funded by something else.
So you're more on the side of that. It is not a purely human endeavor, but it's also human/extraterrestrial.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
if that is
the
case.
Yeah, I think a lot of the theorists out there kind of claim that. Like, how would humans just go from no rocket technology in like the 30s and all of a sudden they're in space and secret space program? They claim by before we even went to the moon. So like as early as the 40s or 50s, these guys have been going up there. So it would kind of make sense.
If you had Roswell in there and there actually was a ship.
Right,
and they reverse engineered stuff from that, or even heck, from Operation High Jump, if the Nazis had possession of UFO technology at that point, and it was recovered during Operation High Jump, I mean, you couldn't. I wouldn't imagine it would take more than 10, maybe like 50. You could probably make it by 57, 55.
Yeah, if that, if they found technology and it either they were shown how to reverse engineer or somehow they figured out really quick, if that if you could just do that right away, and that technology already exists and works in space, yeah, why couldn't you go to space right away? But for the Nazi thing, I think a lot of people do think that the Nazis went down to Antarctica and found technology of not necessarily a alien race, but maybe an ancient race of, or an ancient alien race that left technology in Antarctica before it was covered in ice, kind of thing, and they found it. But that's kind of goes a different direction. I'm gonna keep going with Corey Good here because he's got the best stuff, even though there's actually no document evidence for it, unfortunately.
Would you say Good's got the goods?
Good's, yeah, you nailed it. So, Corey Good, he claims that there are five secret space programs. And here they are. The Solar Warden, which we talked about, mainly focused on policing the solar system and surrounding star clusters. That's what this is coming from Corey Good. So star clusters, I guess there might be interstellar technology at this point. Who knows? That seems a little... But it could be some type of, like, interdimensional technology. So not traveling in a straight line to other star systems. We don't know. There's also, he claims that the Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate, the ICC, focus mainly on development and acquisition of technology by any means. So I guess they're R&D kind of style. The Dark Fleet works almost entirely outside the solar system, very military. So that's like our raid force. And he says like a NATO-type secret space program. Recently, in alliance conferences, they were referred to as the League of Nations program. And he also says there are other various special access programs, SSPs, that were small, usually had the newer technology, very secretive, and worked for some of the secret Earth governments. So I'm guessing like the Illuminati kind of style, if you want to go that way. So this guy makes like all the claims really, really quickly together. He claims that he worked in the secret space program from like 1987 to 2007 as an intuitive empath. I don't know what that is.
It's like a kind of like a mind reader or maybe a remote viewer. Basically, yeah. Like they give you a picture or they give you information about somebody and you find them by telepathy or empathy, I guess you could use.
Yeah, so I guess that's what he worked as.
Something like a mind reader.
Yeah, because he claims the technology is like a lot of, it's based on like ESP technology. Mm. So like, you know, a lot of times when they say UFO, it's a crash UFO, and you hear the reports of it had no controls. So people say it's all
that makes
your
sense.
Mind. So he kind of makes
yeah, that connection. Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that. Like they have like, you see some of those things, even in movies and stuff, you see like they don't have like buttons or stuff, but they're just like a hand imprint, like a place to put your hand or something like that.
Yeah, something to connect like your consciousness with the flight and you control it that way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, he's got like...
It's called
what?
An intuitive empath, you said?
That's what they employed him for his services as an intuitive empath. So if you're interested in this guy, man, he's got like must have like three or four dozen episodes. It's called I can't remember what it's called. It's on Gaia.com. I'll find it for you. But there's two. There's called Deep Space on Gaia.com. It's about the secret space program. Talks about this stuff. Oh, and his show is called Cosmic Disclosure. It's him and I don't know if you know. Have you heard of David Wilcox?
I feel like I have.
He's a ufologist. He's been doing it for a long time. I watched a couple of these episodes, and the only thing, it's kind of two guys that are, they're just so boring to try and bring this information to people. It's hard to watch almost. They say a lot of cool stuff, but the way they go about it, like, we should have this information. We should be bringing it to people, but yeah. So I don't know if you want to watch it. Like that's where I watched it. And it's, there's some interesting stuff for sure.
I mean, yeah, I could take it as I just like I love the idea of a secret space program. It's super cool, and I'm just wondering, like, what with the secret space program and all the stuff that's happening on Earth right now, and then we also have this other side that's like worried about space. You know, you have stuff like in Syria going down, and you're like, oh, you got these dudes in space fighting aliens, and we're worried about all this, and there's all this like crazy junk that's going down on planet Earth. And then,
yeah, and my thing, see, I just don't know what would be the main goal of the secret space program.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's probably like, if there were a main goal, it would be something like, okay, because I was reading an article just recently, and one NASA scientist was saying that Earth is overdue. Is actually overdue for its next extinction event. They're saying that about every 65 million years or 65 million years, the Earth has some sort of either like a meteor impact or something like that. I mean, it could be like one of those rogue meteor swarms that just like flows through the galaxy or something and just kind of comes back and hits us. But, you know, I would see the secret space program as one of those things that it's like, okay, if we had to abandon Earth, we could take all the smart people and really rich people and leave. You know, if we had to.
It's interesting you say that because Corey Good, he claims that in his employment, I guess, with the secret space program, he made contact with an alien race called, he calls them the Blue Avians. And what he claims is that the Blue Avians and the other alien races who formed the Sphere Alliance are here because they're going to assist with... are going to help humanity deal with an upcoming event that will change life dramatically on the planet. That's what his claim is. They're here, they know what's going to happen, and they're here, they're trying to either give us new technology to leave the planet, and maybe some of like the elite of the world have got a hold of it, and they're kind of withholding it from us. And yeah, like you said, maybe the 0.01% are trying to get like a breakaway civilization off the planet because they are become privy to this information, and they're just going to let us all here to... kick the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen, and I mean, they're saying that a lot of, especially with Trump now talking about cutting funding to like space programs and stuff like that. That if we were to find out that there our detection window of a catastrophic like impact meteor that was heading towards Earth, we probably wouldn't find out. Probably till about 2 years before it would happen. Maybe, I think 2 years or so. It might be actually.
By the time you can actually see it in the sky or detect it in the sky.
Yeah, we would have like 2 years to get ready. We'd have like 2 years to get ready to do something, either get off a planet or try to deflect it or something like that. And that any technology that we have now would probably not even be close to being able to stop something of that magnitude. If we're like a meteor the size of the one that impacted like in the Gulf of Mexico, the one they said that just, you know, was part of the extinction for the dinosaurs.
Right.
I mean, something like that. Like you couldn't Armageddon it. You can't send an oil drilling crew up there to blow it into tiny pieces.
You know what? I'm gonna say maybe they are sending an oil drilling team, because if you haven't noticed, a lot of those oil workers are looking for work because oil's down pretty low right now.
Oh, yep. So, they can all find jobs in the space.
So maybe a lot of them are being are joining the Sphere Alliance.
No, the Sphere Alliance is probably aliens.
Pretty good.
Well, what? So they don't like drillers?
They don't need experienced oil drillers.
In space?
No, just send them up there.
To me, it's like, it's like, if we had that technology and like this is going on, I'm like, do they not tell us just because there's not enough room for everyone? And so everyone else would go into mass panic and like chaos. Because like my thing is, if there's not, and we've got this space, but like, you think it would be something that brought everyone together, right? You're like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, how would you not be like, oh, that's cool? I mean, once it's already up there, I mean, maybe they're just, I mean, you could say they're just waiting for the right moment, because if they get enough people up there and then they review it, they reveal it to the general public. I don't see what the general public would, why they would care. It would be more something like if it were like international powers, like, and you would think world leaders like Putin and like anybody, like the PM of China and like the president would know about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, already. And so if you revealed it, it wouldn't be any big deal to them. And it's like, in the general public, I think they would just be like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, I can't see the reason of keeping it dark.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if you go by the Corey Good explanation, he's saying that he's being told by these blue avians from the Sphere Alliance that there's a group of either aliens or alien hybrids or aliens working with humans to control humanity for their own personal gain. The kind of, if you want to say the, they kind of, he kind of mentions the reptilians, the Draco or the Draconians.
Oh yeah. All right.
So he kind of mentions something like that. So maybe there are, there is like an actual, like a, an evil controlling group harnessing the population of the planet to suck the wealth out of us so they can get off the planet to fulfill their little, their 0.1% or 0.01%, get them off the planet. And then you got these Sphere Alliance guys who are trying not to let it happen, but they're not doing a very good job of letting us know. So I don't know. This, so far, it's only Corey Goods. He's the only one to know, really. I can't really find any other good whistleblowers on the secret space program. So, but okay, one thing I want to talk. Okay, go ahead.
No, you continue.
Well, I wanted to go back to the moon for a second. So if you go back to some of these astronauts who have been on the moon, especially Dr. Edgar Mitchell, you ever heard his interviews? He pretty much says that they went to the moon and they found extraterrestrials on there, or signs of extraterrestrials or an ancient civilization on the moon. He's got tons of quotes like, read the books, read the lore, and start to understand what's really going on here, because there is no doubt that we are being visited. This is a fucking astronaut. So either it's disinformation on an astronaut because he's trying to do something for his commanding officer for some other means, or he's just legit telling us there's fucking aliens up there. One of the two. I don't know. So, like, if you go back, okay, we went to the moon 6 times. They flew around it a bunch. So, if there was alien base on the moon, someone knows about it. They've seen it. They had to have seen it. And if you look at the, there's a lot of, like, unfortunately, low resolution videos or pictures, like there always is. There's some weird structures on the moon. It's hard to tell what they really are, but
yeah, it wouldn't be hard to like eliminate like that kind of, you know, if you just like move a couple pixels around, you'd be like, oh no, it's just, you know, it's nothing. It's just a rock formation, random rock formation. And astronauts themselves, I mean, they're such a small group of people, they wouldn't be hard to control or to swear to some sort of secrecy if that stuff was going on.
And let's be honest, if there was a race that wanted to like watch and study the human race like evolve, or just study life on Earth, the moon is such a perfect spot because it doesn't rotate at all. It's tidal locked. So you can hide all your research stuff on the backside, and like you'd be like, oh, we could never be found out.
Yeah, it'd be a perfect spot for base.
Right? And then one day you're like, holy shit, these fucking hairless apes are sending
these monkeys have made it to space.
Yeah, these monkeys have made it into space. They're coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. And like a lot of the stuff goes back. I've even read like theories on like an ancient secret space program. Like goes back, like dating back to the Mayans and shit.
And I can get on board with that, or at least not even the Mayans, because if some of this stuff is like ancient astronauts, I mean, look how far we've come in like 10,000 years. Just the fact that, like, you know, we've made it from rocks and you know, barely knowing what fire was to building nukes and, you know, commercial space programs. And what you think that maybe that another race could have evolved within a couple million years and done the same thing we did? I mean, yeah. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, if we go back to, there's all these pyramids and shit all over the world, and all this like crazy technology that people are like, oh yeah, they just had the technology back then. All these ancient guys, they just had all this crazy astronomical. Fuck yeah. Oh buddy, it's been a long week. A lot of drinking.
I can't say predisposed. It's hard for me to say that.
Anyways, like you have all these ancient ancient civilizations with all this seemingly crazy technology to be able to build these pyramids and like all so precise and mathematically perfect. And then you go back and look at their like old texts and their old tablets, and they pretty much mention, especially in the Mayans, that they had contact with some type of like extraterrestrial beings and shit, like flying craft, and they came from the skies. Man, it's weird. So maybe the stuff on the moon is from a prior either alien race that visited here a long time ago. Anunnaki, maybe. Could be anything like that. Like, fuck, who knows? There's just too much weird, old, really advanced stuff that no one really knows anything about.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking great.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, what else do I got here? More for the fucking secret space program. This is kind of a cool thing. Okay, what's his name? Ah, fuck, I forgot it. Anyways, what was his name? The director of Skunk Works in like 1996. He was at a conference and someone asked him a question at the end of his conference he said, "We now have the technology to send ET home." After he was showing pictures of like the 71 Blackbird and all these like crazy advanced insane craft, and at the end he kind of just poked like a little like, "We actually do have the technology to send ET home," and ended his thing just like that. And people are like, "Can you elaborate on that, please?"
He's like, "No, peace out." Drop the mic.
Gotta go.
Boom.
I don't know. There's just a lot of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff. Like this is it's a big topic. What are you gonna say?
I think we definitely have more than we're let on. I think our space capabilities are far better than like what we're led to believe. Like you look at the International Space Station, which is essentially just like kitchen tinfoil floating up in space.
Yeah.
I believe
it's a bunch of trash cans just like linked together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I think we definitely have more than meets the eye up in space. So it's weird to think. It's one of those things. It's like, why? Like, what's the grand purpose? Like, so is it because something's going to happen? They know something's going to happen. That's my thing. That's what stumps me. I just don't have a really good grasp on why. Like, why? What would be the purpose of having it hidden?
Need to escape that extinction level event in case it did happen. Like, I can't imagine like the world's governments sitting around and not actually, you know, planning for that kind of event. Like, I wouldn't take it sitting down if I found out, oh shit, like, you know, I run, you know, the one of the largest governments in the world, like the United States or something, and I'm like, oh god, like a meteor could strike us at any time and like we're gonna get fucked. Like, oh nah, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna build myself a spaceship. Like, it makes sense to me. Like, you'd just be like, okay, all right. And can't tell everybody about it because that'd be nuts. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it could also be, okay, if you go with, like, this New World Order type of stuff, like, these guys are just straight-up psychopaths that are just hell-bent on power and control. And they have this technology, let's say. And they're not even getting off the planet for an extinction-level event. They're just, like, hoarding this shit. And taking it, like, because they're using our money slave system we have on this planet, because they just reap like trillions of dollars every year for the very top 0.001%. Maybe they're just doing it because they're just fucking psychotic and it's fun for them just to like hoard this shit. But at the same, I say that, but at the same time, like, there would be so many people not like that too, who you'd have to employ to work for you, right? You couldn't just do it.
I would think that, like, once you get off planet, once you get off of Earth, like, money wouldn't, and you had the ability and the capabilities to travel between planets, because our entire, like, our pretty much like our entire economy system is like based on like gold and like precious metals and things like that. And like, once you got off the planet and you could obtain those types of materials probably a lot easier from either a different planet or things like that, like, it would become meaningless to you. So yeah, it could, you know, if those civilizations or a breakaway civilization were just doing it for fun or for power, like, that makes a lot more sense than doing it just for cash or just for stuff like that, just to control money. You know, or there's some sort of really dark agenda that they have for people or something like that, for humans.
Yeah, maybe we are just a slave planet, slave race for some other power. Reptilians, Sphere Alliance. Who knows? It's cool because like there is a UFO phenomenon going on. Like it's too much. There's got to be something. Either it's secret government craft that they do have this technology, or it is aliens, or it's a bit of both. There's something going on. Like you see fucking all these videos of this like weird moving craft in the sky that can't just be natural phenomenon. So
yeah,
man, I want to believe so bad. I just want to see one like legit from my own eyes. Be like, yep, for sure. But. Yeah, I don't know if there's a secret space program, it makes sense with the UFO phenomenon that maybe some of these are humans' secret space program, like our militaries have this technology. Some of it could be aliens. Like I've heard sometimes that if you see a triangle craft or a cigar shaped craft, that's probably a human craft, like a human UFO. But then the disc shaped or orb shaped ones are the alien ones.
See, it would also make more sense for me that aliens have come, made contact, or we made contact on the moon, and they were like, you know what, you guys can send, a party to accompany us, like on whatever the aliens' missions are, whether it be traversing the galaxy, exploring the galaxy, whatever, mapping the galaxy, and we sent, let's say, what do we call it? What was it? Not extraterrestrial officers.
But non-terrestrial?
Yeah, non-terrestrial officers. And so we sent like a military, a group, right, of people to go with them, right, to study.
Yeah, like a intergalactic exchange program.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a couple of apprentices, if you know.
Earn college credits, explore the universe.
Yeah, right? Like something
like
that.
Which would be awesome.
Which would make more sense to me for those things. That they've, but again, it's, you know,
it'd kind of be like what's it called, like a day the earth stood still kind of thing, where it's like, you know, once we get out to space, like, well, we are, you know, even Star Trek First Contact, and it's like, well, okay, like, well, you guys made it out here, so here's the real deal.
Hey, very well, you could know. Be now what about So let's try and make a connection here between alien abductions and set up a secret space program.
That falls in the thing that, like, I would think that we have a secret space program, and then it's more like, not that we work with the aliens, but we work for the aliens, like in the X-Files, like where there's those aliens that, like, you have to give up, like, so many people for something. I can't remember what it was, but like you had like the leaders or whoever had to give up their children or something and send them to the aliens for something, experimentation or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe the aliens, they've given us this technology. They're kind of bringing us into this galactic empire, whatever you want to call it, slowly. But maybe they only brought so many, there's only so many members of their, say, of their race that are here. So they make it pacts with governments, because this is a theory, this is a conspiracy I've heard before. They have pacts with the governments in exchange for letting them abduct their citizens for cloning or other type of purposes in space. They will give the governments technology.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That would make perfect sense. It would be something that you would do if you were, you know, if you were a race that could, you, that's what you have to offer. Because I can't feel like humans have much else to offer. Like, it's not like if we met a race that can traverse the huge distances between stars systems, and we don't have any technology or even like really raw materials or things like that to offer them that they couldn't obtain themselves, besides our, you know, our genetic material or whatever they want from us, some sort of biological something that only we're in possession of. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. There's like this. There's so many theories about this, but it's really hard to sift through and get something solid. But I don't know. I think we made some good connections. Connected a couple dots, possibly.
I was thinking too that maybe it's, we talked about before, but maybe life is rare and life is precious, right? Like it's kind of crazy that any life can come up about anywhere, and maybe we're the first life that they've found that can be in this rich of a, like, living with nitrogen and oxygen and stuff, right? So rather than abducting us or something, they want our genetic makeup so when they're traveling to other places, they can put life.
Yeah, or they can build their super soldiers.
Yeah, like they're creating a database kind of thing of like, so when they go and they find a planet now that they thought maybe once was inhospitable, they're like, no, we have this weird like bipod humanoid that we're going to throw their genetic makeup onto this planet.
Or they're engaged in some sort of conflict where they, with another nitrogen, oxygen-based life form planet or something like that, and they need soldiers to drop in on it.
Yeah.
Because technically our atmosphere is relatively, I mean, if you think about it, it's poisonous, oxygen itself.
Yeah.
Everything on Earth oxidizes. Oxygen is like the cause of all the breakdown of the material over time, and it just takes us like 85 to 90 years to die of oxygen poisoning, basically. And it's like, I mean, if you found any other life form out there that are, you know, probably if they came down here, they definitely wouldn't be able to breathe it. They'd be the, Mars Attacks. They'd have to wear the helmets.
So you're saying the same thing that gives us life slowly kills us.
Yes.
Fucking the double-edged sword. C'est la vie, I guess?
Yeah, it's... There's something going on with the UFO phenomenon, definitely. Is it a secret alien space fleet working with one of our secret space fleets?
Yeah.
For the end game?
I just think it would make more sense for some sort of life form to evolve that didn't need the kind of like atmosphere and the kind of conditions that we need, because the conditions that we have on our planet are a lot more rare than anywhere else in the galaxy or planets that we've seen to find this kind of these conditions for life. Like, I think it would be better to find a different way to survive or evolve, breathe something else. That's what I think.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to Corey Good for one more point that he has to make. He's saying that I'm about to spit something I don't really understand, so bear with me. He's saying that classic alien theorist theorizing. So he's saying that these sphere alliance beings, they're from like a higher vibrational density than we are currently, which gives them like ESP and all like the mental powers that if you look into it, some humans actually have sometimes, but it's very rare. So they're trying to like usher humans into a new stage of vibration, like a new vibrational frequency, making us
so a new dimension, like new a dimension kind of thing,
like a collective evolution of humanity's consciousness is what they're trying to like instill here. And then the theory goes, I guess, because you're seeing a lot of these weird, like you're seeing a lot, like in 2016 alone, you see like all this crazy, like paradigm shifts in the world, like the Brexit and all these like big political things and these big protests and like the social media explosion of like all these, like they're calling it fake news but alternative media, and people are saying that's just like one of the first stages of like this collective like human evolution of consciousness that these, I guess, supposed blue avians and other sphere being alliance people are trying to usher in. But again, Corey Good, he didn't take any pictures or bring anything back from him when the secret space program, so I mean, come on, buddy. You can.
He
claims that they had these iPad looking things that he said pretty much look just an iPad, but it's the database of the Sphere Being Alliance, and it has like information on pretty much everything you would ever want, from the real physics behind gravity and like electromagnetism and all this like crazy shit. He spits pretty much every conspiracy you've ever heard of. This guy knows. So either he is the greatest conspiracy guy of all time and he's managed to put together in a tight little package, or he's full of shit. It's one or the other. So I don't know. You watch it, decide for yourself. But yeah, he's all over the internet.
We'll post those on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll post some links to some Corey Good stuff. I sent him a letter or an email trying to get him to come on the show, but we don't got enough listeners yet, so we didn't get him. Not quite yet. We didn't get Jesse Ventura. We didn't get Corey Goods, but we're working on it.
We'll get him. We'll get him one day. Yeah. We'll get him. We'll find him.
Yeah, I mean, I know people are going to be like, you didn't talk about this or that, but there's honestly there's so much to make like connections through all these like different theories. It's kind of hard to really put together, but we gave it our best shot.
Well, and we'll talk about more and more too. Like, oh, yeah, as time goes on.
Yeah, we always kind of go back and like kind of reconnect the dots as we go farther. But for now, that's pretty much all I got. That's all the information I could find on secret space programs in general. Anything else?
No, I mean I'm pretty much out for theories.
Yeah, I think we've theorized pretty good on this one.
You want to try and give it a quick one-minute summary each? See what you think?
Sure.
You going for it? You going okay. first?
Yeah. Okay, so what I think in a minute. So if I just say everything, I think aliens have come. We maybe made contact on the moon, going around it or whatever. We saw their base. And they've said they will take some of us on to give us technology and teach us. And that's where the secret space program comes. And you hear of the non-terrestrial officers. It's officers that have been picked up and are currently... What's it called when you ride with police?
Ride-alongs.
Ride-alongs. Doing some ride-alongs with some UFOs. And I think they're just gathering intel and technology for us. That would make the most sense to me in that theory. I just don't see us building that kind of armada they talk about from 1950 to now. I don't think we've done it alone. I don't see that.
Agreed. Pretty much, actually. Dan?
I'd pretty much link mine back to, I would say this is an endeavor taken on by probably a select group of governments, among either, it's like, I'd probably say just the United States, just the fact that, they've been the most stable over the last, 60, 70 years, when this technology probably came out of World War II, when the Nazis became really big, interested into the, they claimed to be big into the occult and UFO technology and the alternative technologies that they were trying to think of and their ideas. And during, I link it back to Operation Paperclip, where the Americans took all the scientists that were working on all the Nazi science projects, rocket things like that, basically was the whole entire base of the United States space program. And some of them might have had knowledge or even had been in contact with these extraterrestrials during their time working for the Nazis. And then maybe they knew about Operation High Jump, or they gave information that prompted Operation High Jump. And they recovered some technology from some secret Nazi Arctic base. And we either reverse engineered it or we kind of used that technology to kind of push us forward. And that we started, our own space program. There is some section of the government or technology sector that has advanced to a point, far beyond what we consider as high technology. So I think we have a fleet out there, but I don't think it's necessarily, in conjunction with aliens. Maybe just maybe we use them as consultants or something like that.
Right.
That's what I think.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the ancient side. I think that if there is an alien race, the Anunnaki or whatever, they've had some type of influence in humanity over a long period of time. Because you go to like pretty much every culture and every religion in the world. There's talk of like flying craft and there's everything's so mathematically precise. So I think that there was a time either when there's an ancient either helped by aliens or an ancient human race that became spacefaring at one time. And say that maybe, let's say it was, let's go back, let's start with the Anunnaki. Let's go fucking 500,000 years. And then like every once in a while, like let's say every 6,000 years, humans become so advanced and it happens again. And say the Mayan. Let's go back to the Mayans. They're spitting all this stuff about aliens. You have the pyramids in Egypt. You got pyramids all over the place. So I feel like these, let's call them the sphere being alliances, like Corey Good calls them. These guys have been monitoring us for a long time. And it wasn't until like World War II, the Nazis were starting to develop this kind of stuff. And ever since then, yeah, we've kind of we've progressed our technology, got to the moon, made contact or seen, or they made contact with us, these other sphere beings, and they pretty much pushed their technology onto us for whatever means. I'm not sure yet, but something's going on up there. The UFO phenomenon is stemming from this somewhere, I think, but who knows? You tell us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, message us on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, like we had I've been putting some good discussion groups up on Facebook now. So if you haven't added us on there, add us right now, and then tell five friends to add us at the same time. Cause yeah, we had a really good thread going about the moon landing. We had one going about this secret space program. So yeah, it's we've had a lot of new listeners actually log on here in the last month. So it's been awesome. Anything else we got?
I got to give a Twitter shout out to someone. Yep. I told this guy at Lamborg. I told him he's from Kamloops, so he's a BC boy like us. He really wants a shout out to his brother, Cole Merchant. He said we could call him Coltrane.
The Coltrane.
And he also said that he would literally shit himself if he heard this. So.
Okay, well, we need pictures.
Yeah.
I hope he's not in the bathtub with a girl like that video has been floating on the internet.
Yeah, he's not in the pool.
They all love the pod. His whole family loves the pod. So, Coltrane, thanks for listening. There's your shout out. I promised your brother. You can thank him for that.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick. I'm going to go quick on the shout out side. Zell's prolapsers of the week. We got three this week. Brianna Verdon, Mary Hart, and Chelsea Kendall all bought shirts, all overpaid for the beer fund, which actually wasn't drinking tonight for the first time in a while, so your beer fund will be going on to the next episode.
I was drinking winter ale again this week. You know what? I got to apologize. I was fucking hammered for the moon landing episode.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Didn't notice.
No one said anything. No one complained.
No one complained, but I was pretty drunk, so.
You know what? You managed to get out full sentences, which was good, so.
That was good.
I don't remember them all, so.
That's better than normal.
Yeah, it's better than I did today, so.
Do you remember reciting a speech from Independence Day?
Yes, I do, but even though I don't even know if I could do it today. Tonight, no. Fuck. We are, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not go down without a fight. I can't remember.
You have to be drinking.
Yeah, I gotta be like six more beers deep.
Be properly motivated.
Okay, I got one more house cleaning thing before we wrap it up. People have been kind of on me about these forums on our website. It's not my fault. We got spam hacked and they just put like 10,000 messages of Air Jordans and fucking whatever else on there. So we're working on it. I got to hire someone to look at that. Cause like there's so many messages and won't let me delete them. It says it's too big. So I don't know what's going on. Someone fucked us.
It's the CIA trying to shut us down by
bastards,
by just flooding our just forums, spamming us. Yeah.
They're government spam bots.
So we were kind of talking about the new show. Some things that to look forward to in the next year. New t-shirts are going to be coming out. We were talking about potentially having awesome posters signed by all us, all the ATT crew that you could purchase. That's early on in the works. So that's stuff to look forward to in the new year, I think.
Yeah, like all that stuff's going to go, I think, with our Patreon when we get it set up. Who knows when it's going to be. But we're going to have a little bit more merch for Patreon. For Patreon only, we'll send you something, or we're figuring it out. I was pleading this last case file. I'm going to do it again. If you think you're going to donate to the show, what would you like to see in return? That's all we want to know. Because the show is going to stay the same, hopefully get better, but we'll also have bonus stuff for our Patreon people, so let us know. Anything else?
Yeah. I think Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, we'll be back after New Year's sometime. Fuck yeah.
We'll let you know. When we're back, you'll know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise. All right.
It shouldn't be too long. We're all busy, so.
Okay, what?
Happy Hanukkah and Crazy Kwanzaa.
Let's do a little teaser. What, Braden, what's one case file you want to do in the new year? Anything on top of your mind?
Yeah, I do have a couple written down here. Okay, I got two I'd like to do that are like on my list I've starred here. I'd like to do a one exploring time travel.
Yes.
And I'd like to do one on the Mothman.
Perfect.
The Mothman.
Mothman.
Mothman. Mothman.
Dan, what's on your list? What do you got? What do you want to talk about?
I definitely have Sasquatch in my crosshairs. That's mine.
Oh, yeah. We should do one of those. Yeah.
That's definitely coming up next year.
Yeah, we got to do a Sasquatch one, too.
I definitely got that one in there. And what else I got in the chamber? I can't remember. I had one at the beginning, and I forgot. I forgot what it was.
Okay, well,
Bigfoot's definitely
on
there.
Bigfoot and other creatures like that, or something, maybe.
Oh yeah, maybe some more crypto ones. We need some more cryptozoology. I think that's what I think.
Yeah, we got on my list. We got to do a alien abduction case file, kind of like a UFO encounters one. We'll see if we get Ron Pond back on, if we can track him down.
Oh yeah.
And I want to do another mystery one, like the Lisa Lamb kind of style, but this is more of a mystery because no bodies were ever found. It's called the Flannan Isles incident. It's a lighthouse.
Oh, that's the one with the lighthouse?
It's a lighthouse off of, I think it was Ireland somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
And the lighthouse keepers just fucking went missing, never to be seen again. It's a pretty cool one, so look it up. So yeah, we got a lot of, there's way more in that on the list too. We'll see what we can get to in the new year, but it should be a busier year for podcasting for us. Should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited for 2017.
Yeah, hopefully
it should be better than 2016. There's nobody left to kill.
Yeah, all the musicians are dead.
Well, as they say, death will find a way. Thank you for all your love and support in 2016, guys. And as always, keep those eyes on the skies.